There's a buoy afloat in the Bering Sea about 30 miles west of King Island, and every hour it gathers temperature and wave height information that's live-streamed to local users. But funding from Western Alaska LLC is set to expire at the end of the season, which means the buoy is in need of a home and money to keep it going. David Atkinson with the University of Victoria in British Columbia initially deployed the buoy in 2011 for a year-long project from the Environmental Protection Agency. It's actually the only buoy streaming wave information from the Bering Sea, and that data is in high demand for maritime operations. Atkinson secured funding from Western Alaska LLC to keep the buoy running until 2014, but now he says he needs to look elsewhere.
It can probably be deployed for about $10,000 per year. Season. So if the buoy is to go out again in future years, that amount of money needs to be gathered up in some way, shape, or form.
One way Atkinson says funding could be acquired is through a buy-in with local users of the buoy's information. He says the National Weather Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the Red Dog Mine, and Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, as well as residents in Nome and surrounding communities, have all utilized the live streaming website. Atkinson says there were over 700 hits during its first year.
Which isn't bad considering, you know, the small user group that really sort of cares about it. And the hits rise and fall. Whenever there's a storm coming, the number of hits soared.
According to one comment from Norton Sound Seafood Project's operations manager, quote, this information will impact crab and halibut fishermen as well as subsistence users. Planning has greatly improved the trips, and the trips are much safer. Ellen Tyler with the Alaska Ocean Observing System has been working with Atkinson to keep the buoy running. She says she's coming to Nome in early October to hear from people interested in becoming partial owners of the buoy. Those who assist with funding can have a voice in where it's deployed each season. Tyler says that flexibility is not unusual since there's a dearth of data collection going on in the Bering Sea.
You know, there's no other wave buoys that are out in the middle of the ocean like this. And so from the researcher's perspective, there's no data, so anywhere you put it would be new information.
Atkinson and Tyler certainly have to be flexible with the buoy. They say they rely on boaters who, as a favor, deploy the buoy in the spring and retrieve it before the ice sets in the fall. Atkinson says it's a challenging venture in storm season, and last year, four ships passed by the buoy before one was able to bring it back. The researchers say they're also hopeful vessels will continue assisting with the deployment process and help them find an open shed or other shelter to store the 6-foot-tall structure for future winter hibernations.